Institute.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher. I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
What episode is this?
187.
What day is it?
It's Monday.
Christmas is over anyway, isn't it?
It's over now, officially. It's not like the man. Women's Christmas.
What's that mean?
Women's Christmas.
Is that a thing?
That's a thing.
Women's Christmas.
Women's Christmas.
When is men's Christmas?
Christmas Day. Every fucking day is men's Christmas.
No, Christmas Day, because you get spoiled rotten.
It's women's Christmas because the Christmas decorations come down and then they can go for a little glass of wine in the cubby hole with all the girls. Isn't that what it is?
Yeah. It's a reward for all the hard work over Christmas.
Oh, I did all that.
They get a day off from the housework.
Oh, I did everything.
From the housework. They get to leave the kitchen and put their aprons hung up on the back of the door for a couple of hours.
Yeah. It doesn't even happen anymore.
The men are supposed to do all the work.
There isn't such thing as aprons anymore.
Yes, there is.
There is aprons.
No one uses them. Not my house anyway. I do all the cleaning, washing and cooking.
What about when you're making your buns and your cakes?
Oh yeah, well, that's an exception.
No one makes buns anymore. Sad. I used to go into my nanny's house and it used to be a lovely smell of buns. No, there wasn't. Fuck am I lying for? It's what I imagine people with nice lives did. Owen, did you go into your nanny's and there was a nice smell of hot cross buns being baked on a Sunday morning?
No.
Ah. Me either.
I never remember her baking anything.
Maybe I'm just thinking of Disney films then.
My nanny used to bake apple tarts.
Did she?
That's kind of on par, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a pie.
She used to do it every Sunday.
Do you remember Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, and she cooked a pie for the Seven Dwarfs and she left it to cool down on the edge.
And then the wolf took it?
No.
Oh, that's another one, isn't it?
It's probably, yeah, might be. But they look lovely. They made the pies look nice.
Make you want to make one.
Mm.
Do you ever have a jam tart? Instead of apple tart, have jam in it?
No, sounds messy.
They're nice.
Are they?
Don't put too much in it though. No. Very filling. Very filling.
Do you know what else today is? Today is the anniversary of the night of the big wind in 1839. Did you ever hear that?
The big wind?
It seems to have been the biggest wind this country ever saw.
What kind of a wind was it?
Big one.
Category 3 hurricane, I think it would be now. 150 mile an hour winds. 20 to 25% of all houses in North Dublin were damaged or destroyed. 100 people died in Ireland.
Jesus.
Ah,
it was a big wind.
What year did you say that was?
39.
1839.
Oh, 1839. Ah, sure. We didn't have anything to eat. The wind probably swept us up. Like,
that's,
you know,
so long ago that it doesn't really exist.
Yeah, houses being damaged and all. That's because they were made out of
hay.
Yeah. Just broken tree branches. They were made
barns
out.
Barns and that.
Today.
Yeah.
Today, really, today.
Yeah. Apparently, Wikipedia is my source here. Forgive me. Irish folklore holds that Judgment Day will occur on the 6th of January, which is the Feast of the Epiphany. And because the big wind happened on what was predicted to be Judgment Day, a lot of people thought, well, this is it, this is the end. The apocalypse has arrived and it's a big wind.
Oh, that'd be scary, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Because you believe it. You wouldn't know who else is dead. You'd be like, oh, fuck. Am I the last man alive on
be
this
sure
green
if that's
island?
How the world ended, it was just a big wind. Be disappointing.
There was probably rain, a little bit of rain, probably, and a bit of snow.
And in 1908, they brought in pensions in Ireland for the over 70s. But around that time, many Irish Catholics didn't have a birth cert. So apparently, one of the things they used to see if someone was over 70 was if they could remember the night of the big wind.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus.
So you just ask someone.
Yeah, remember.
Could be 20 yeah. And lie about it.
What? How fast was it? Oh, Jesus, it must have been about 150 miles an hour.
Very fast it was. Yeah, correct. Here's a winner.
A winner back then would have been so much money.
Here's a coin. Here's a coin.
Here's a farden.
Here's a half crown for you. Well done. The wee big wind was. That was correct. It was very strong.
Every week then when you go back, you have to answer the same questions.
The big wind. How strong was the big wind? Very strong. Here's a one for you, Emma, or a half a crown.
It's such a shit name. How will we remember this tragic day? Oh, we'll call it the big wind.
I think that is memorable rather than
stick
storm
with me.
Joe.
Stuck with me there now. That'll the stick wind. With me now. Yeah. Every time it's windy out, I'm going to say, there's the big wind coming back there, Amy.
It reminds me of feeding a baby and they just go, bah. And you're like, that's a big wind. Yes, yeah.
Actually does.
Didn't it?
What did he go like?
Bah. It's like the tiniest. You could be there for about 5 minutes rubbing a baby's back and they just go, eh. And you're like, yes. Yes, it's up. He's not going to have colic.
I'd feel like that's not enough. I'd say, there's more in there.
It's terrifying burping a baby.
It's not nice, is it? The heads, they're just useless. They're just like dangling there in your arms like that.
Very delicate. Like, I'm going to do damage. Not good.
That little faces in the middle of your fingers like that. You're just like holding them like, oh, please don't, yeah, please don't break. And some people are so brave. My ma, like when I had Oliver and Beckham, when they were newborn babies, like I'd hold them so delicately like they were a little Fabergé egg and I'd be like, don't fall, don't fall. And then I'd give them to my ma and she'd be juggling them. Like she'd be doing tricks with them and I'd be like, holy fuck, because their necks are just like not even there, just
have
like
to harden them up.
Huh? You have to
harden them up, swing them around,
yeah,
pick
yeah.
them up by the back of their neck and all,
and you just have to trust you. Like, she had five kids.
Wanda, get into bed.
Get into your car.
Cray train them and everything.
It's basically what you do anyway.
No, but put in a cage, like.
Yeah, that's what I fucking. That's just without the roof.
That's how you harden them. They get on in life, you know.
Sturdy.
Put a bowl of water out for.
Leave a chew toy in there. You do that as well. Babies are basically dogs.
Literally.
They're very. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's very close. Except dogs just never grow up. They just stay.
They always give me dogs legs. Love them, they do. That's how I get them to do tricks. Give them a few legas. Sit. Here's a lega.
Well, you brought your dogs to see Santi.
I did.
Did you get them presents?
They gave them presents, yeah.
But on Christmas morning, did you get your dogs presents? No.
No.
You brought them to see Santi and then didn't get them presents.
I'm only messing with it, yeah. Just get them, wrapped them in everything.
You brought your dogs to see Santa.
Yeah.
Did you not know this?
I deleted Instagram while I was off.
Oh.
Why?
Okay.
Because I didn't want to spend my time off just mindlessly fucking watching you bring your dogs to see Santa.
So woke.
So woke.
Getting your own time back. So woke. So listen, I am fresh ears. Tell me. Did they charge you for the dogs?
Yeah.
Was it a dog?
180 quid for the two of them.
Right.
Stop.
Okay. No, yes. It was like was or something.
This just a normal Santa place where you rocked up with two dogs, or was it dog friendly?
It was Santa? A dog Santa place.
Okay.
It was weird. Like, I think we talked about it.
I don't need any more context.
No, not this scenario, but like just talking about bringing people that bring the dogs to see Santa and get them christened and stuff like that as well. Like, and
by Santa?
We talk about that?
No.
Christened.
You can do that as well, yeah.
Christened.
By Santa.
You can't do that.
You can get your dog christened.
The church won't let you christen a dog.
Get a celebrant.
But then it's not a christening.
It's not christened.
Fuck.
You're just putting water on a dog.
I was wondering what was going on.
All dogs go to heaven. So,
it was so weird, like, just bringing your dogs to see Santa, because Amy was, like, real, like, up for it and really wanted it to happen. And I was just like, this is just a bit weird.
Yeah.
Even afterwards, I was like, this is weird, like, like, what are we doing this for? But then when you get there, there's like tons of people doing it. And I'm like, where is everyone's life going?
I think it's crazy. I think it's mad.
It's mad. What happened to putting the dog out the back garden and giving them the scraps, huh?
Yeah, you're calling me woke for deleting Instagram. You're bringing your dog to see Santa.
I'm so woke.
You're so woke.
That's incredibly woke. You are so woke.
I'm fucking,
you are.
I'm so woke.
It's like that word has lost all meaning. Yeah.
You just say it for
is
the,
that woke?
You just say it for the crack now.
All right, well, give me a bit more detail on how all this went.
What did Santi talk to the dog?
Yeah. Kissing
what the fuck?
You get a little baby. You do what you want off Santi, all that. I'm like, they don't understand you.
Did he actually say that?
No. It's just like rubbing them and stuff, and then just got photos and yeah, it's just a bit mad, like. And I do it all again in Harpy.
It's crazy.
It's a bit of crack. It's something different.
I don't even like bringing me kids to see Santi. Uh-huh. I think that's a blatant hassle. Never mind bringing a... Oh, I think the joy of having a dog is you don't need to do that shit.
You definitely don't have to do that.
Like, they love you regardless. They just ooze unconditional love.
I
just
feel like they love me a bit more now, though.
Do you think so?
I see it in them, yeah. I'm like, they get that. They love that they did. You know?
So did you?
I posted a reel of it, like, you want to see the comments?
What's the comments?
Have kids, will you? No.
Oh, jeez.
Like, yeah, well, if you fucking knew the whole story, you wouldn't be saying that.
Well.
And then you reach a whole different fucking group of people when you post about your dogs.
Like what?
Just dog lovers.
Oh, dog lovers. Dog, I thought you were going to go negative.
Do you know what I mean? Just dog pages, like, that's a step too far, I think, making an Instagram page of your dog. Although they are cute. Cute little pages.
How far away would you say you are from setting up an Instagram page?
Half an hour.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't think it's a big leap.
It'd be more on Amy, and she'd be like, will you edit that? And we...
But you have two dogs, so would they get separate pages? Or would it be... What's this? So it's Frank and...
Dixie.
Would it be Frank and Dixie? Frank and Dixie.
No, because Frank's like... Dixie. At the end of a cycle, nearly.
Oh.
I hate to say it, but... Amy doesn't listen anyway, so it's fine.
Frank is too old to be going to Santi.
I know.
That's like bringing
a 40-year-old.
Yeah, yeah.
Sitting there on Santi's lap, some 40-year-old bloke. What do you want? When do we want it?
Pugs sound like men. On New Year's Day, I went on a walk out in Hoth, actually, and there was somebody walking two pugs, and one of the pugs start barking at my dog. And it just sounded like it was the man that was barking. It was literally saying, row, row, row. It sounded like a human.
I always say to Amy, like, if dogs smoked, what brand of cigarettes would Frank smoke? And I always say, like, fucking Marlboro, yeah, or Camel, or Major. A real sturdy cigarette.
Yeah, if dogs smoked.
A real heavy one. The odd cigar as well.
He's a pipe smoker, I'd say. He's the type of dog that'd smoke a pipe.
Yeah, and the Chihuahua would have, like, one of them. No, them skinny Vogue cigarettes.
Yeah. That you place into a stick.
Yeah.
Audrey Hepburn,
yeah. What would your dog smoke?
Candy sticks. Candy sticks.
I have to give him a Silco Pourable.
So did you give Frank and Dixie presents?
No, we just Christmas? Like got them, like, no, them jumbo and things, like.
Did
we
you,
always had
them. Wrap
them
up?
Yeah.
Did they open it?
Yeah.
Did they? How?
You just leave a corner out and then they're like, jump on. Am I a fucking agent?
Who got...
That's a bit of crack, isn't it? Like,
who got given their presents first on Christmas morning?
Oh, me, definitely.
Okay, so you were ahead of Frank and Dixie.
Oh, I made sure of it.
Okay. Just checking.
They don't appreciate it sometimes. Like, they don't like piss them on about it. Like, they don't say thanks. They don't give you the paw. Like, they just open them and then that's it. It's shocking. Lindsay Lohan, big comeback. What a success story.
Did you get out that you weren't expecting?
No. Oh, Robbie Williams tickets.
Get the fuck.
Yeah.
So you're going to Oasis and Robbie Williams.
Like, Robbie Williams is the Saturday after Oasis. So it's like 2 weeks of pure nostalgia.
Wow.
The Robbie Williams tickets are still on sale, though.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh.
You get them handy.
I'm not in a rush. I'm not rushing now. They must be still expensive, even though they're still available.
They're cheaper than Oasis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I like Robbie Williams. He gets a lot of shit lately, hasn't he been? See on TikTok and all, people are like, because his new movie, the biopic, that's out. Like, it's...
He's a monkey?
Yeah, it's weird. Like, it's just weird. But there's like loads of people just on TikTok and stuff, Americans, like, just that never heard of him. They're like, he's shit. Like, I like what Robbie Williams, though.
He just never broke America.
Yeah.
And he never could.
Mm.
Why? I don't know. Nobody, like, when he left Take That, nobody expected him to go on and do as well as he did.
Yeah.
Because he can't sing. But he's kind of like Jedward in that sense that he doesn't have to sing. Like, he's entertaining.
Gimmicky, like?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, very, very much so. And he's not handsome either, traditionally. Like, he's not, like, so him in America, this fella who can't sing and doesn't look well, who just has... charisma, but doesn't make sense that he has that charisma. Like, the Americans just couldn't get it, and I love it. I think there's something so weird about him.
Yeah, I like him.
he had someone singing a song up on stage where I'm like, and now I go and spoil it all. I can't remember what it was. But then he started meeting her on the stage. Like, snogging her.
I think I've seen that.
Town, like, shifting her tongue, French kissing her.
Bloke in the front.
Thanks, Joe, for all the different terms there.
I want you, like, intensely, and this is just a random
tonsil tennis, like,
end up breaking up with his board because of it. Like,
what?
Yeah.
Is that in the monkey film?
Probably. I don't know. I haven't seen the monkey film yet.
And is the monkey kissing a human?
I don't know if that's in the. It's just, I've seen it online. I remember it happening. Like, he went, it was on the news.
That film's supposed to be unreal.
Is it?
It's really supposed to be good, like.
Well, it's made from the same fella who made the Queen one, isn't it?
Not sure. But it got good reviews, like.
Yeah. I'm going to go see it.
They'll probably all go in that direction now.
The biopics?
Mm.
Yeah. Did you like the Elton John one?
It's all right. Like the Elvis one.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't see that, did you?
No.
Could have watched that over Christmas now.
Yeah, I know. But fucking didn't Squid Games come out and take up all my time?
Did you watch that?
Did I watch Squid? Yeah, I watched the last one last night.
I didn't like it.
Did you watch it?
No. Nope.
Same.
I'm waiting. I'll watch it soon.
More of the same, like.
I won't talk about it. Yeah,
the only thing hangs on to it is that there's a third one coming this year, like.
Ah, here.
Third season. But, like, it'll link in and probably make the second season better. Whereas they should have just released, like, 14 episodes and just left that as two seasons.
It doesn't feel like the second season ended. This feels like season two, part two.
Yeah.
Instead of season three. Like, it's already made.
But it's just money making, that's all it is. None of it's about making the best possible product. It's about, like, Netflix and other streaming platforms now are taking into account, at the script writing stage, are taking into account that people will be watching their phones. They'll be scrolling on their phones while watching. So they are not making the best artistic product. They are making something that is tailored for someone who's probably not paying attention all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Is this just your take?
No, I've seen that it's...
I wouldn't be scrolling when I was watching.
I don't scroll when I watch now. And when Maura does, I say, now, no phones when we're watching Squid Game.
I pause it.
Put it away.
If I see Amy on her phone watch something, I pause it and wait till she stops.
There's a director... What's the name? One of the directors who did a few episodes of True Detective. If you know True Detective, he did the episode with the 6-minute tracking shot.
One of my favourite pieces of TV.
It's amazing.
Ever.
Yeah. He did an interview, I was reading a couple of weeks ago, and he was talking about, I don't remember the exact details, not in front of me now, but he was talking about how when he's talking to studios now, they're gone. Yeah, we need to take into account people might not be paying attention.
Yeah.
Which is really grim, depressing.
And the shots aren't creative, and they never linger on a shot. Actually, there was one episode where they did linger on the shot, and I was like, this is my favourite part. And I don't want to get into it too much, but there was a game and they hold on a camera shot for a little while, and I was like, oh, they're going to stay on it for the whole fucking thing, this is going to be incredible. But they didn't, they cut, and I was like, ah, maybe it would have been too hard to linger on that shot. But I was thinking when I was watching it that they never linger on their shot for more than like 5 seconds. Like, it's constantly cutting and jumping and changing. And I think it's the internet sort of mindset. It's the concentration levels of people are just cutting off so much.
I always think, like, it's not a way to say, oh, that sketch is too long, can't post that, I'm going to have to trim it down to like 130 or 60 seconds. And like, that's so short, and like, people's attention span will leave like after 15, 20 seconds. Like,
yeah.
Like, how do people even sit down and watch a film anymore? They mustn't be. Like, I can sit with a video, like, I can stay there and watch it till the end, even if it's 4 minutes, like.
Yeah.
But some people just can't.
Mr. Beast brought out his own version.
I was watching that.
I'm up to date on that as well. Yeah,
watched the newest one last night.
I kind of fucking love it, to be honest with you. But it starts, and you nearly expect a little bit of backstory, but it starts like a YouTube video where it's just like, boom, boom, it's already starting. It's like you're right in the middle of it, and it's like, holy shit, this is too much. But like, it grabs your attention and it keeps moving, and it does keep moving.
Do you know Mr. Beast, though?
Yeah. I don't watch his videos.
Mm.
I know he's considered by some to be.
He's a very rich man.
He's a very rich man. Yeah. But wasn't the whole thing that he was like getting people to sign up to these outrageous conditions to take part in his?
Yeah, there's a lot of fucking... There's YouTube videos on contestants coming out saying that they are mistreated and stuff.
I want to know more.
Go down the rabbit hole.
Yeah. I think it's so...
Like, did you see that? Oh, can you give it away? Is that a spoiler? It's not really a spoiler, is it? If it's just like some like game show.
Yeah. That's not
like,
over
it's
yet.
Different for films. But there's one where like they're offered a chance of winning money, like, and they're all on this like pedestal.
Oh yeah.
Up a height, like.
Yeah.
And it gets to $1 million and none of them click the button. It's mad. I'd have been gone after 10 grand.
Man, like, these people have blind loyalty for no fucking reason. Like, you're there to win money and you're being offered
if
$1 million.
If there was 3 seconds left and no one was pressing and it was like $1 million there, I'd be like...
Yeah.
Because, you can only win 5.
I'll give a little bit of context. There's 4 groups and there's about 20 people in each group and they all have to put someone forward as a captain. So there's 4 people up on the pedestal and there's a timer. And the timer is ticking away and the prize money is going up and up and up. And if someone hits the button, they take the prize money, but all of that team gets eliminated from the game. But they stay in the game.
And not one of them pushed the button. Out like 5 of them or 6 of them.
And the prize money went up to $1 million. And there was 4 people stood up there. And not one of them pressed it. And the craziest thing was the next episode. One of those players that was up there that could have taken $1 million... got knocked out in a game that he shouldn't have, that he could have just not been part of.
Mm.
Like, I think he'll look back at that moment and fucking curse himself for the rest of his life.
Yeah,
$1 million, turning down $1 million and then getting eliminated in the next game. Oh, sorry for spoiling it on anyone, but like, it's not over yet. It's still going. I think it's fucking great. It makes for, it's great entertainment.
Do you ever watch what's it called? Takeshi's Castle?
Yeah.
How'd you pronounce it?
Takeshi's
Castle. I watched that on Amazon Prime. I think it came out like last year, like the new version of it. It's not great. Like, it. Amy's like, I used to watch all the time. My dad years ago, and I'm like, it's fucking shite. Like,
is there a new one?
There's a new one.
Ah,
there's too much going on though. Do you know, like, the old one was just the games, and then there's all this like bits in between of chatting. Like, I'm just like, ugh.
Mm. People died playing that game.
Did they?
Yeah. Or maybe that was total wipeout. I'm pretty sure people died playing Takeshi's Castle.
They used to upend them. Upend themselves, like.
They used to upend them. Because he'd have to run through doors and not know whether the door was paper or a door. And they'd be like breaking their arms and all trying to jump through the doors. The Asians. The Asian TV stuff, like in Korea. The Korean TV is fucking crazy, man.
Yeah.
There's Korean game shows that... Well, you used to work in a place and there was a girl who used to always watch Korean game shows and she'd show me clips from the game shows that she'd be watching. Nuts.
I watched them on YouTube after that, watching that one, like, just went down the rabbit hole a bit, and there was like ones that are just like prank game shows where like these people just like this person or like multiple people in different times like go into a lift and the lift ground just opens and they fall through like a slide and down into this like basement just covered in lube.
Or no, some sort. Like, you were on a different website or something, yeah.
I think so. I think I was. No, I was. It was like
on Hub.
It was like a prank show or something, but that was a part of it. And it's just like, what the fuck is this all about? Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just, why aren't RTE doing that like that, you know?
Fucking Ireland. Fucking Ireland. Ireland's fittest family. Fuck off.
See how long you
can squat. Is that the best we can come up with? Squat? Looking at people squatting for fucking 2 minutes.
Puts people in lifts, let a fucking collapse, go down a slide and allow the lube.
Stick them in lube. It's what we want. Give the people what they want.
Pay me television noises for that.
For fuck's sake.
Imagine. Fucking the complaints, like.
I want to see Donald O'Callaghan in lube, for God's sake.
At 5 o'clock.
Today. I want to see Tommy Tiernan interviewing people in lube.
At 5 o'clock today.
Send them down a slide in Fairview Park and just stick a bucket of lube at the end. That's all we want.
I wanted I want all them to land in a bucket of feathers today at 5 o'clock.
Come on, like, is it too complicated?
Looking so straightforward.
It's like the new government, hopefully they sort it out. I have faith in them. RTA, if you're listening, stick us down a slide and put us in lube. We will give the people what they want.
It'd be great.
That's my kind of TV.
my money.
Introducing the Kentucky Original Wrap from KFC. It's a crispy original recipe fillet in a lightly toasted tortilla with black pepper mayo and iceberg lettuce. It's €2.90. It's a deal. And it's available at KFC now. Grab it before it goes. Until February 9th, subject to availability. Participating restaurants only. Not available on delivery. See website for full T's and C's.
You back in the gym, bro?
A bit, yeah, you.
Are you now a bit like...
looking after the body?
Someone has to.
And what about the noggin?
What do you mean?
Well, you know, the way we all get so caught up in looking after our bodies. The gym, the meal plans, the lot.
Yeah.
Well, should we not be doing the same with our mental health as well as our physical health?
Ah, yeah, where are you going with this? Oh, yeah, I know what you mean.
I'm saying that you need to keep looking after your mental health every day, not just when a crisis hits.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I'm with you. So, like a daily upkeep, checking in, and you can help to, like, keep the head in shape, bro.
Yeah, man, yeah. Things like feeling stressed, getting bad sleep, feeling anxious a lot.
Mm.
All of these can be, like, little signs connected to your mental health.
All and upstairs.
It, all up in the noggin, man. And if you spot them in yourself or in someone you cared about, then it's a really good idea to try address them rather than just soldiering on, you know, feeling low, not sleeping, all of that.
You need it.
It isn't just something you should just have to put up with as part of daily life.
Yeah. And now I feel like you're going to tell me how to do that.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't waste your time, would I?
No, probably not.
There's a website the HSE have called yourmentalhealth.ie. And if you go on, it has loads of advice and tips that can help with looking after yourself.
That sounds good, actually. I never thought of it that way.
I know. Makes sense, doesn't it?
It does. And I suppose even if you're feeling okay, like not anxious or anything, it would be worth checking in and seeing how you can keep on top of things.
Absolutely.
How to keep on top of it, like, you know?
Yeah. You don't stretch before the gym because you're sore. You do it to stop you feeling sore. Do you know what I mean?
Stretching.
Yeah, stretching. Anyway, visit yourmentalhealth.ie for advice and support on common mental health difficulties and to get your free personalised mental health plan. We haven't talked about the orbs or the drones in America.
Okay, go on.
What the fuck is going on over there?
Well, look, I can give you the theory. Well, you give me your theory. You tell us what's going on.
I don't know.
You tell us what's going on.
Well, you want me to tell you what's going on?
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking aliens are coming.
Okay.
Are they here? And they're in the sky. And the drones are US military going to check them out. They're blowing up in the sky and everything, the drones. The drones are going near these orbs and just exploding. Fucking wild.
In fairness, I've probably done a lot less research on this than you have. No, all I did hear was that a lot of the sightings, like some of them did seem credible, but the vast majority seemed to be people were seeing other people's drones because everyone was sending up their drone to look for the aliens.
Yeah.
And then everyone was going, oh, there's another one. And it was just one of those people became very suggestible, it seems. Remember we talked about like the mass panics and stuff, the dancing plagues and all this stuff that went across Europe where people yeah. can just be convinced that something's happening and they all buy into it. Not to say there was no initial one. And wasn't there one where like they said a few police officers saw five of them in the sky or something like that? But the thing I was reading was just saying it seems the vast, vast majority can be explained by they're just drones because people are sending up drones to look for the aliens.
That's right. At all.
They're just getting aerial shots for a new Netflix film with Lindsay Lohan.
But it's what about the orbs?
Yeah, true.
Explain them.
I can't explain them.
Fucking hell, man. Fucking crazy stuff. I don't know what's going on. But even with the drones, like the American government is saying, we have no idea what they are. Like they're not showing up on our radars. Like, we don't know who's flying them.
So it's not even the government flying them, like?
No, they don't know what's going on. Like, they've come out, like, and made statements, like, we have no idea what's happening. We don't know who they are. They're flying into military space. They're not showing up on, they're not showing up on radars. There's reports of them coming out of the sea. Like, what the fuck is going on?
Fucking aliens in the sea again, remember this?
I'm telling you. I'm telling you, some crazy shit's going to happen in 2025. Crazy shit's going to happen. Trump will tell us all. Elon Musk will tell us what's going on.
They're eating the dogs.
Did you hear that there is...
The drones are eating the dogs.
There's a theory. A man called Carl Nally of the UFO and Paranormal Research Ireland has claimed that there has been a major increase in sightings of UFOs over Athlone. And he claims there could possibly be a portal to another dimension over Athlone.
Love to go through that.
You can.
Where would you go?
We don't know. Through a black, like a black hole. You end up in a different dimension.
Like Doctor Strange. Open the multiverse.
It's crazy, man. I don't, like, they basically said that there is alien, like non-human, there's ships, like unclassified documents have come out from the United States saying that there's non-human flying wherever they are, like flying ships or planes or aircraft. Non-human. Like, does not fit, they're not fish. Like, it's not like a fish created this spaceship or a monkey in the jungle. Like, it's fucking aliens. They said it. Like, let us, oh man.
Let us see.
Give us a look.
I want to see them before they kill us.
And that's slow, it's slowly drip feeding us until it's kind of accepted. They'll come out and they'll say, hey, look. I don't know, it's everywhere though. In different countries as well. In Brazil, like, there's loads of footage coming from Brazil, and even Russia, there's loads.
I haven't even been keeping up to date with that. I haven't seen anything.
Have you not?
No. I heard about the drones and stuff, like, but
yeah.
Is it big, big news, or is it just like, if you Google it, it'll be there?
Big news to me.
the orbs and all that stuff. Yeah, it's been big news. Yeah.
Is it? Like, it's been going on for, CNN, news. All the
Yeah.
When was this?
It's been happening over the last month, I'd say, was it?
Because
early December they began.
Like, the drone thing is happening months, like.
It's sort of since Christmas, December.
I think so, yeah.
I was too busy bringing the dogs to see Santi and that.
Look up in the sky, you'll see one.
I'm going to go down the rabbit hole later now.
You'd probably be happier bringing the dogs to Santa and watching Milli Vanilli documentaries. And I don't mean any disrespect, I just think
you
will.
You do.
I think your track record with conversations that turn to space and the vastness potential, all that,
I'm all right.
You just become
now.
Unhappy.
I know, I'm fine with it. Love it. That's brilliant.
Have you not seen any videos of the orbs even now? Or like the jellyfish spaceships? Like they're flying, like you can barely see them. Because they're using some
transparent
sort of
or something.
Cloaking technology.
Like Harry Potter?
Yeah. But then you can see them then in some parts. And they're like shooting off. Like the fucking... Whether they're aliens or whether they're like, it's new technology from the military and they're just not releasing it. I don't know. Maybe they figured out how to reverse engineer the spaceships that they recovered after Roswell. Who knows?
What a type in jellyfish alien.
Yeah, why not?
You can see it on YouTube.
Jellyfish alien. I'll just look for an image. We'll see. Ah, yeah, looks real.
Fuck's sake.
There's the videos there. Go on to YouTube. It's Jeremy Corbell uploaded it. He is one of the more well known UFO, UAP enthusiast experts.
Jeremy Corbyn.
Corbell.
Jeremy Corbyn.
There's a report that came out. I was watching a documentary and there was like reports and stuff that came out, and this fella was talking to official members of the government and he was asking about specific stuff. And he was like, I can't answer that.
What the fuck?
I'll go to prison if I answer that.
What the fuck is that?
It's a jellyfish UFO. Or UAP.
What's that Pokemon?
Doesn't it look like the...
Just like the dust?
It looks like the little probe from Empire Strikes Back. It's hovering around there.
It's not large.
No.
It fucking looks like... a Pokemon. What's it doing there?
But remember Joe's theory, there's a portal in Iraq.
Yeah. Oh look, he's going into the ocean now, back to his home.
What was that theory again? This is the
America, the US.
Oh, that's why they invaded Iraq, yeah, because there was the portal to another. Yeah, okay.
Fucking is. That's a military base built right beside where the portal is.
So what's in New Jersey? That they're all
New Jersey.
It's in the water.
It's in the water.
It's coming out of the water. They're all coming out of the fucking water.
Hey, it's in the water in New Jersey.
Jersey. Hey, he's an alien in New Jersey.
Hey.
Ain't nothing crazy about that.
I seen a jellyfish alien in New Jersey on the beach.
But do you know what's crazy?
Just that like one sentence, it got worse.
The beach?
No, the whole, even in between saying New Jersey, the accent got worse.
Give it a go then.
No.
Well, that's your job. Well, give it a go.
Absolutely not my job.
But isn't it mad? You're out there looking at a video of a UFO and you don't care.
I just think it's a bit of dust on the lens.
That's not a bit of dust on the lens, you might
think. It looks a bit like dusty or something.
And there's other videos in different parts of the world
of the same thing?
Of similar
kind. The exact same thing?
Yeah. Like a jellyfish UFO, UAP, whatever.
It's the jellyfish that's shy.
It's not that they're jellyfish.
They're in that thing.
It's like a cloaking device. It's a hidden, like, who knows? We don't fucking know what it is.
I hope it's the Silver Surfer or something.
It could very well be. Humans from the future coming back.
Mm.
Or humans from the past coming back.
Get off your phones. Watch more Netflix. That's all you want to tell us?
Ah, sure, I don't know.
All I know is what I know. Like that?
Pretty good. That's the best idea you've ever had. That's a great idea.
Brilliant idea.
Well, let's do it now.
Did you watch the darts? 180.
I did. I was watching the whole tournament.
Did you watch all of it?
Yeah.
Did you put money on Luke Littler?
Nah, the odds were shy. Frank Aaron was 2-1 though.
That's shite as well. Because he didn't win.
I know.
Was he favourite?
Luke Littler was favourite.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, 2-1 on Van Gerwen, second favourite. But like, part of me before the final, I was like, he could definitely win that. Like, Michael Van Gerwen, for fuck's sake.
Oh, Michael Van Gerwen.
Yeah, I thought he could. I thought it was an even matchup.
Oh, he was 2-1 going into it. I meant at the start of the tournament. No. Like, what odds was Littler at the start of the tournament?
Low, I think.
Was he still favourite? Like, still favourite to win?
Favourite to win it, yeah.
I know at the start there was a fella Hete. Who got a 9-darter and then he lost the match.
Mm.
You would though, wouldn't you? You'd shit the bed. You know, what the fuck am I to do on it?
Oh, bollocks! Televised and everything. Normally only happens in the gaff.
You'd surprise yourself. But him hitting a 9-darter, Luke Littler winning it. It's the game, for me, I think, not for me, but I think the game is too easy. I think...
You've said that before.
Yeah, but I think if a 17-year-old is winning it, like, the game was hard back in the 70s and 80s when the lads weighed 200 pounds and they were half cut, scuttered and smoking.
Didn't they extend the size of the board? Like the
hockey?
Yeah. Like, do you remember like years ago when Phil Taylor and all, like the wiry bits were like closer in together? Do you know what I mean?
So they made it easier to kind of...
They look wider. Can you Google that?
I don't think they did. I think it's pretty standardised.
No.
Aye.
I'm going to take Joe's word for it.
Thank you.
Many wouldn't.
Jeez, new year, new on.
Can we sing?
I think if a 17-year-old is winning the world championships of darts, there's a problem. I think... There's a problem with the sport. I think it's too easy then. And then there's young flits coming up. You were telling me about some 12-year-old that everyone's saying, oh, he's going to bleed and do it. If there's a 12-year-old that's hitting 9-darters, the game is too easy. It's as simple as that.
Standards is just going up.
The standard is going up. If the standard goes up that much, and it's already a pretty easy sport, but if the standard is going up, then you need to make it more difficult. Do you know what I'm saying?
I do. I know what you're saying.
Do you agree?
No.
Why? Like, it's too easy.
I don't think it's too easy.
He's hitting bullseye, like, bullseye.
The board. Like, it's easy to throw a dart at a dartboard, but it's not easy to, like, throw it where you want to go, where you want it to go, you know that way?
It is.
Nah.
It is.
Would you do a 180 then?
If you give me a year, I'd be able to do a year, yeah. Actually, do you know what? Give me 2 weeks and I could probably hit 180. I'm already pretty okay at darts. Look, I could hit 60. I can hit 20-20-20. But if you had a bit more practice at it, I think darts is probably one of the easier sports. And I think it should be made harder. I think...
Throw a spanner in the works.
Maybe add more numbers. Put it up to 25. Either put it up to 25 or make the hockey longer.
What if you put a load of balloons around it and you had to pop the balloons? The dart threw the balloon onto the 180.
I think you should be able to throw the darts at the same time as your opponent. Or like one after the other.
Oh, what if you threw the three of them together?
Yeah, that'd be good, yeah. That'd be good. You know, brings a little bit of luck into it.
Yeah.
But you can't interrupt your opponent, and that's the problem with darts as well. So if you throw a dart and then I throw a dart, it kind of blocks the board a little bit.
Mm.
So you should be able to block your opponent from hitting a double. Do you know that way?
Mm, that'd be interesting.
Yeah, so one dart each. I think there should be a tournament where you throw a dart each.
There probably is one.
If there's not, there should be.
Like the multiple versions of snooker, like killers and blah, blah, blah. Like killers being the only one I know. But like, I'd say there's darts tournaments and stuff that consists of that sort of shit.
You can do killers in darts.
Yeah.
You can also do around the world. But if they don't around the world, but you had to do around the world with the doubles, that could be interesting. But I just think it's too easy. Like Luke Littler can hit a 180 way too easy.
Do you know what I'd love to do? I'd love to get really good at it and just like go for it.
You could, man.
Wouldn't it be fucking ghastly?
Yeah, it's so cheap. So cheap to do. Just buy darts and a dartboard.
Like I've threw darts at a dartboard before, but I've never like tried to play it. Like, do you know that way? Like actually tried the technique of it. Like you wouldn't even know. You could be class at it.
It's repetition. It's the same as bowling.
Repetition.
If you can hit a strike, then you can hit a strike all the time.
Yeah. Rhythm.
Yeah. Like, I think watching bowling is probably the most boring sport ever because they just hit strike after strike. They need to make it more complicated. They need to add more pins or put obstacles in the way.
People, like, have to
dodge the people.
Yeah.
Or make the lane longer. I think the hockey needs to be longer. I think that's a starting point. It needs to be 10 foot. For the World Championships. Needs to be harder. Needs to be harder.
The darts be going into the roof.
Wouldn't it be? That would be fucking good, man. That would be, I'd be excited to watch that.
And you have to be locked.
Oh, man. Before you go onto the stage, you have to have about 6 points.
Yeah, or a shoulder.
That should be a requirement.
And you get brittleized. And if you're over the limit, you're good to go.
Good to go. Go on the stage there.
Up there on the Alipali there.
And you have to have at least a size 18 waist.
Yeah.
No, wait, that's really skinny. What's a big waist?
Like 40? 40 odd.
Yeah, you have to have a 40 odd minimum and a bare belly. No muscles at all.
So there's a weigh in for
like boxing, like where you just have to be.
You have to make heavy. The weight.
Yeah.
In the opposite way.
Yeah. Okay. And there'd be no cutting, only eating.
Everyone in their jocks?
Ah, yeah.
Their jocks?
For the weigh-in?
Yeah.
Like yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's only 17. He couldn't be doing that.
Oh, yeah. Even him. Even that 17-year-old has to be locked going on stage.
He just has to have loads of Ribena.
Yeah, he has to be hyper. Hyped up on Fanta. Probably already is, though, to be fair. That's what I think. I think it's too easy.
Mm.
It is too easy. Like, I don't know what the next tournament is, but I know Luke Littler is going to win it.
He might not.
He will.
Do you think he'd be Phil? Oh, we're getting more into it. Look, do you think he'd be Phil Taylor's record, eh?
You could always make a living being a Luke Littler impersonator.
People have said that, yeah. I think Ryan Carrick looks more like him.
I think if you and Ryan Carrick had a love child.
Do I look like Ryan Carrick then?
No.
It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because Ryan Carrick looks like him a lot.
It's the hairline.
Yeah.
For him.
Mm.
But he has your face. He has your face on Ryan Carrick's head. Ryan Carrick has a rounder head.
I'm Luke Littler in his 30s.
Yeah, probably. Probably. There's pictures of Luke Littler when he was a kid. And he looks when he like a proper kid, like 4 or 5, holding darts. And his face is still the exact same.
Yeah.
It's fucking creepy. It's creepy.
It's like a filter.
Is there actually 12-year-olds coming up that they're saying, oh, he's going to...
Yeah, I was just seeing things online, like, about... my algorithm is kind of just darts and stuff since I've been watching it, like, and there's, like, tournaments for, like, obviously younger players, and they're hitting 9 darters, isn't it?
Too easy. It's too easy. I'll have to get one for my kids. Because my kids aren't very physical. They don't like football or anything, but maybe they like darts.
I think you could do something there with that.
Do you think so? Make a few quid off them.
They're not getting any younger.
No, they're not.
Luke Littler started when he was like 18 months.
Ah, oh, fuck.
So with real darts. He was throwing real darts around, or he's in nappies. That was like magnet ones or something.
Oh, was it?
Mm.
But even still.
Any good at darts? Owen?
No.
Could you hit a number?
I hit a number, yeah.
An intended number?
Nah.
No?
I doubt it. See, I have respect for people who dedicate themselves to a craft or a skill. I don't presume I could rock up and do it as well as the world's best. Or even someone who just plays casually down the pub.
What do you think you could do for us? Hit a 180 or get a hole in one?
Hit a 180.
Hit a 180, but you have to get all three shots perfect. Whereas a hole in one is just one shot.
This is like that whole... Yeah, this became a big thing on Talking Bollocks. Hit a 147, 180 here. Yeah.
147 in snooker would be the hardest.
Yeah.
By a mile.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe hole in one. Maybe you're right, Joe. Maybe hole in one.
Yeah, because you just have to be lucky once.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've done that in pitch and putt before.
You got a hole in one?
Yeah.
That's pitch and putt.
And the first one.
I've got a hole in one in pitch and putt.
It's easiest, just try.
Fuck off.
In pitch and putt, loads of times.
Are you thinking of crazy golf?
Crazy golf.
Crazy golf. Crazy.
Bollocks. It's genuinely serious there as well.
Was it actually crazy golf?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
No, the bridges and all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the lakes and the little Eiffel Towers and everything. Yeah.
You got to play the mini golf on the virtual reality. It's deadly.
Is it?
It's deadly. I fucking love it. So good.
I'd get too addicted to all that. Like,
the effort.
If I get something now, I'll just keep fucking doing it. Like,
get a dartboard then. Get a dartboard. Stick it on the back of the door. For holes in the door.
Could be more of that.
What the fuck are you doing?
I'd love to know.
Any other sports you'd make?
That'd make more difficult?
More difficult, sorry, yeah.
I think even...
Three goalkeepers.
Snooker, I think, is even getting too easy. I think that needs to be made a little bigger. Imagine that.
Players are just getting better, though. That's what it is. Never intended to be easy.
Is football too easy? Because Messi and Ronaldo set all those records in the last 10 years.
Football isn't easy.
No, football has to be a solo sport. Like, I could join a team and win the Champions League and that wouldn't make me... there's people that sit on the bench all season and they get Champions League medals. Do you know what I mean? They're just super subs.
You're not going to get the opportunity to sit on the bench, though.
Yeah, but I could. If there was a manager out there, who's going to win the Champions League this year? Barcelona, let's say.
No.
Real Madrid?
Madrid, probably, or Madrid or something. Yeah.
Probably Liverpool, go on.
Yeah, well, could be Liverpool.
Well, imagine I said to the manager of Liverpool, come here, can I just sit on the bench for a few, for the Champions League?
For an hour or two.
And I'll get a medal.
You say, I have to have a couple of games.
No, everyone gets a medal.
I think I have to start at six games or something, or playing six matches or something, or eight matches.
Well, then I'll come on at the end of it. Stick
us on there the last minute or two. I'll just go up to the corner flag there and have a little look at it and see if it's all right.
Football is probably the easiest sport to win a medal in because you're just part of such a big team. Whereas tennis or something, it's just you. It's an individual sport.
But what type of medal?
Champions League.
Okay, so the
World Cup. I could get a World
Cup
medal.
Effort, though,
it's the easiest pinnacle. So it's the easiest to reach the top of a sport.
Yes.
Far, far more people play football than tennis, so the competition is far greater.
Yeah, but there's more spaces, there's more possibilities, especially now with the format of the Champions League and the Europa League where there's 190 teams and the bleeding thing.
Yeah, but none of them are going to win.
Yeah, but if you played for Liverpool or something, if you were just sound to the manager one night, he's like, come here, just stick us on the bench, then you could win a...
And you're not a footballer.
And you're not a baller. Like me.
Why are you contracted to Liverpool Football Club as a footballer if you're not a footballer?
Just say yes.
Just do me a favour, just do me a favour.
This is the flimsiest of all your theories.
They're just sacrificing a place on the bench. How many substitutes can you have? 10? I think 10.
I think you're jumping the shark with this one now. I think this is your moment.
I'm not saying I will. I'm saying I'm most likely, and I'm not going to win anything, any accolade at any elite level of any sport, but I would have the best shot I win in the Champions League medal. Then
why not get yourself on an NFL team as special teams, the kicker?
I thought you meant special as in
the Special Olympics.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I didn't.
I know you didn't. It's just the way you said it. I know you wouldn't say that.
Anyway,
it's just the way you said it, though.
Would that be an easier route to glory?
I think I could win a Super Bowl medal by sitting on the bench.
Yeah,
yeah.
You might have to come on and kick it though.
It's not even a sport.
Do they have a backup
entertainment
field goal kicker?
It's just cheerleaders and ads for films.
Multiple kickers. And you could just be like a backup of any of them. But if he did get injured and I had to come on and we were relying on that one kick, then we'd be bollocks. Whereas if Liverpool are 2-1 up in the final, then I just have to hatch. Or no, the opposite of hatching. Just sit in goal. So then you'd win a medal. Be easier.
Okay, I've heard enough.
Just have to retain a lead. And just keep Messi off the ball. Is he playing the Champions League now?
No, he plays in States.
America.
Embarrassing. Thanks very much.
Thanks a million.
Thanks for listening.
Cheers for that.
Very nice of you.
Yes, very good to us.
Very, very kind.
Yeah, and mind yourself.
We'll talk to you on the bonus episode and next week.
Talk to you when I talk to you.
Keep keeping it real.
YOLO.
Happy New Year.
YOLO. Remember YOLO? YOLO.
Yeah. You only live once.
You only do. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. Factual. So don't be responsible in life, just YOLO.
Did you ever feel like there's a huge amount of info out there on how to look after your physical health? Fitness influencers, TV shows, gym advice, nutrition advice, this advice, that advice.
Yeah.
Where do you look?
It's a lot. It can be a lot, Ari.
How come there's nothing like that for your mental health?
What do you mean?
I mean, why do we not talk more about how to do the few things to look after your head as well as your body? Like your head.
Well, we can, but maybe not enough people know about it.
Why? How? Like how?
There's a few things you can do, but one that is definitely worth checking out is the tool that the HSE have, and we can all use it. It's called My Mental Health Plan.
What's in that?
Well, it has loads of little tips, bits of advice, all of that. It's all about looking after your mental health, you know?
Like the sort of day-to-day stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And if you're not sleeping right, maybe feeling anxious, or just generally feeling low a bit too much, they could be connected to your mental health. And they're not just things we should accept as a normal part of daily life.
They're all connected.
Yeah.
And My Mental Health Plan can help with that, yeah?
Absolutely.
How do I get it?
Go to yourmentalhealth.ie for advice and support on common mental health difficulties and to get your free personalised mental health plan.
And thanks for that, Joe. That sounds really good.
You're very welcome. Anytime.
Perfect.
Good.
Brilliant.
Nice.